Hello, I'm Cody Sanchez, and this is another episode of Contrarian Thinking. Let's talk dirty this week, a high-pressure side hustle that makes 3 to 5K a month. Also, 100-plus new cash flow members. If you're not in our premium crew, you probably should consider it. This is where we break down the exact how-tos of acquiring passive cash flow each month. We covered 7 figures in franchising this month. If you want to hit more, then go ahead and follow along in our franchising playbook. You can click the link. All right, today in 10 minutes, we're going to dive into power washing porn, supply and demand in the power washing space, startup versus acquisition, and how much money can you actually make? But first, a rant. Well, I tweeted something, and then the internet got all frothy. What's new? My point was the world in front of you is actually wildly profitable and itching for your uniqueness to add to its existence. The tweet was, 10,000 boomers retiring on the daily, 19% are small business owners, 99.9% of their millennial Gen Z kids want to be doing YouTube and not owning a plumbing company, even if it's doing millions in profit. Therein lies our opportunity. Here's the deal. I write about contrarian ways to grow your brain, push against the norms, and add unconventional ways to cash flow. These days, I think one of the most contrarian things you can do while everyone is talking about the metaverse is instead go analog. What do I mean by that? I mean boring everyday businesses that build communities, cash flow day one, and are, you know, actually needed by your neighbors. Do they need another NFT? That's arguable. Do they need clean, safe homes, communities, and lives? Yeah, at least until we all look like this. Insert funny meme. I'm actually an optimist on our future if we continue to show up in the arena, yet I am slightly concerned that this guy is the one determining how humanity will have social interactions in the future. Insert funny image of Mark Zuckerberg looking like, well, Mark Zuckerberg, I guess. But I think one of the most contrarian things you can do in this world going mental is to go local, like I said, to take personal responsibility, to do the small things right, and yes, to find the boring businesses that power our communities and turn them into the businesses of the future. So this week, we talk about a business to buy for $440K that does $214,000 annual profit, or a business to start with $500 in cash flow immediately. After all, waste management does $15 billion in revenue. It started with buying small subpar trash cans. Blockbuster was a $3 billion revenue company. It started with buying a crappy video store. AutoNation does $21 billion in revenue. It started with, yes, mergers and acquisitions. The moral of my story, my contrarians, is opportunity is simply all around. I love watching porn. Maybe you're like me, and maybe you've watched thousands of hours of Reddit power wash porn. Get your head out of the gutters, contrarians. I said power washing porn, okay? I don't know what part of the brain tingles when it sees before and after photos of pressure washed houses, but I think it's the same part that tingles when I sense a good money-making opportunity. Right now, just FYI, I'm tingling. So let's talk dirty and see if there is money to be made in a pressure washing side hustle. What I love about pressure washing is there is demand and opportunity in both commercial and residential spaces. So let's look at three macro trends going on in the US that bode well for the side hustle. First, homeownership on the rise. According to Pew, over 2.1 million people purchased new homes from the previous year. I guess being stuck at home for a year made 2.1 million people realize they hate where they live. It's good news for us. Second, according to the US consensus, residential construction is booming, which means homeownership will likely continue to boom along with it. Third, workers are starting to head back to the office, which means the disaster that was commercial real estate will start to turn around. Why does any of this matter? Because we aren't pressure washing cornfields. More houses, more homeownership, more commercial real estate translates into more demand for pressure washing. Next, if we know where there is demand, then what does it take to get your piece of the pie? Surprisingly, very little. Let's start with the equipment. You can buy a high-end gas-powered pressure washer on Amazon for $350. Or you could go unconventional acquisition style and buy an entire pressure washing business that cash flows $220 a year. Insert cool company, check it out. If you want to go the biz buying route, y'all already know where to go to learn biz buying. You can click here at Unconventional Acquisitions. But let's just say you're going to start this biz because you're cheap and want lower risk, or you're going to make your kid Tommy pay for the college education that's increasingly ridiculously expensive propaganda by his damn self. So Tommy starts a pressure washing company. Where to begin? Well, you've already built your fancy little machine, or you've already bought your fancy little machine for $350. Next, you'll want to trick out your pressure washer with some additional accessories that can run about, I don't know, $40. Then we'll need some pressure washer cleaner. Most cleaners run about $20. We'll cover 6,500 square feet. Last, you'll need a ladder and a 60-inch hose. If I have to tell you how, where to buy a ladder or a hose, I'm not sure this is a side hustle for you. Breakdown, $350, power washer, $40, accessories, $20, cleaner, $80, ladder, $40, hose, total, $530. So for about $500 in startup costs, you have what you need to make money. Now, how much money can be made? Based on my research, you, Tommy, can charge about $250 to pressure wash a driveway. Depending on the neighborhood and size, that can go up to $350 to $400. But conservatively, with only true driveways, you have paid for your pressure washing business. But rarely does someone just need their driveway pressure washed. Based on the same research, to pressure wash a 2,000 square foot home, you can charge $800 to $1,000. Add their front or back porch, that's another $400. So a single home can bring in $1,500 to $1,800. All depends on the market, but you can see how much cash one gas-powered machine can crank out. Kind of works like this. Startup costs, $530. 8 driveways a month, that's $2,000. 16 driveways a month, that's $4,000. So start low pressure with your high pressure business. The smart play here is to start small, start local. Build your business and reputation on driveways. As I mentioned earlier, just 2 driveways can cover the cost of your equipment, and you can knock out 2 driveways on a Saturday. You also can't fuck up a driveway like you can the side of someone's house. So perfect your craft with low pressure jobs before moving on to higher money opportunities. Now, how do you get more people to find you this ultimate pressure washer? Make nice with realtors and your neighbors. If you've ever sold a house, you know the first thing your realtor asks you to do is pressure wash the entire exterior. Why? Because it washes 10 years of age off your house. But it also makes their job easier. And I've found 90% of the requests that come from my realtor, I'll go back to making her life easier. If you can get in good with 4 to 5 realtors, you'll be busy for months. The key is your ability to turn around job quickly. If they have to wait 2 weeks for you, they'll lose your number. If you can knock out the job within 2 to 3 days, they'll let you name their firstborn child. Or more interestingly, you can raise your prices. But the best customers are the ones you see on a daily basis, your neighbors. They know you. They trust you. And if you do a great job, they'll tell other neighbors, and those neighbors will brag about you on their favorite place in the whole wide world, Nextdoor. Nextdoor is perfect for 2 things: complaining about kids shooting fireworks in your neighborhood and asking for recommendations of small businesses. It's not just the most entertaining place on the internet, it's the most profitable if you know how to use it. Go to Nextdoor right now and search for pressure washing or power washing. I did, and just in my neighborhood, there are plenty of people asking for recommendations like these 2. Start your morning off with a cup of coffee and Nextdoor, and your chances are you'll find a business just waiting for you. Or hire your son, intern, recent college grad, and have them run it for you while you profit off it. That's called the owner-operator model. Too long, didn't read. Pressure washing has an incredibly low barrier to entry, plenty of demand, and great margins. It's also incredibly easy to scale. More pressure washers plus hourly labor equals a side hustle that could rival your day job. Most people will say they can't. But I know you. You will ask, how can I apply this to me? That's how billionaires are made. While they pay you, you profit pressure washing. Oh, also, at the bottom here, I'm thinking of starting a YouTube channel. Why? I see a hustler doing exactly that, like Ali Abdaal, who is a 7-digit business owner, YouTuber, and podcaster. Ali has his own free newsletter called Sunday Snippets, where he shares advice on personal finance, productivity, and living your best life while making your first million on the side. A contrarian at his finest. I'd love to hear from you guys. What do you want to hear about on the YouTube channel? All right, everyone, have a great week. Let's go make some money and ask some questions.